Do you ever say passed away?
Passed away. Yeah, yeah, he passed away.
Okay, good. That's right. When you're talking about someone who's just passed away or died, you say, "I don't know what he died." If you don't know, you say you don't know what he died of, or you don't know what he died from, or you don't know what he died with.
That's right.
Which one of those do you say?
Well.
How would you say that? Say it for me. I don't know what he.
I don't know what he died. Well, and what he died with.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And usually when someone dies, they bury him where?
When he dies.
Yeah, they bury him. And where do they bury him?
In the cemetery.
Okay. And they usually bury him in what? What kind of a?
In a coal.
Right. Okay. And when you wear black because someone in your family has died and you go around very sad, you say you're in what? You're in?
In mourning.
Right, that's what I wanted. If someone asked you, how are you, what would you say? When someone asked you, how are you, what do you say?
How old?
How are you?
Oh, well, if I'm feeling pretty good, I say I'm doing fine.
Okay. If you're leaving on a long trip and Ida's all upset and everything and you don't want her to be anxious or anything about you, you say, what do you say to her?
Well, I was leaving out on a long trip thing to go on. I tell them, I don't worry.
Right, that's what I wanted, good. Okay, sometimes there's a sickness that you get when your shoulders get all sore and your joints and everything, especially when you start getting older. What is that called?
Well, you're getting right out. I'd call it, the doctor called it the operatus.
Mm-hmm, does he ever call it, is there another kind too?
Yeah, they used to call it the, two or three names.
What about rheumatism?
Rheumatism.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the diseases that they often give you shots for when you go overseas, I might as well say it because I don't know how to explain to you. Diphtheria, have you ever heard of that?
I hear all about it, but...
Will you say it for me?
Diphtheria.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what do you call that disease when your jaw locks? Lockjaw?
That's what we call it lockjaw.
Do you ever call it jaundice?
Jaundice.
Okay.
That's right.
What about, there's a disease that sometimes on your right side you have to have an operation and cut out of something there. What is that called?
Called a penny.
Right, okay. And you call it anything else? Is that what you always call it?
That's what call it, but they call it another name. They got another, but no.
Appendicitis?
Appendicitis.
Yeah. Okay. What about when you get sick to your stomach and you have to vomit? What other names do you use besides vomit?
Well, we throwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Heave.
I see. Okay, good. Would you say, if someone had been throwing up, would you say he is sick to his stomach? Or would you say he is sick at his stomach or in his stomach? Or how would you say that?
I would say that he was sick in the stomach.
Okay, fine. Great. You're doing wonderful. Would you like me to get you another Coke? You want to?
No, it'd be all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
Would you like another cigarette?
Well,
why don't you go ahead and light one up, okay?
All right. Well, you go ahead.
Well, I'll go ahead. You just take your time answering, okay?
All right.